Listeners, Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. back, and it's hour number two on Wednesday. We have Lowell Ponte here with an amazing article, "Will Democrats Destroy Democracy?" Please proceed.
Oh, absolutely. But first, let me bring up an interesting thought concerning the future leader of the Democratic Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, self-proclaimed socialist. He is the one who's put forth what she calls the Green New Deal. And this week, Patrick Moore, co-founder of Greenpeace, which I believe you were one of the pioneering members of as well.
Exactly.
Had some interesting statements. In the Green New Deal, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez promises to remove, quote, greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. Do you know what the number one greenhouse gas in the atmosphere is?
Yes.
It's not carbon dioxide.
No.
Ironically, the number one greenhouse gas in the atmosphere is water vapor. In fact, water vapor makes up about 95% of all the greenhouse gas in the atmosphere.
Exactly. Yeah.
And as such, the only way you can get water vapor out of the atmosphere is by getting rid of water so that it's not there to evaporate. And this raises an interesting question. She is advocating getting rid of water on our planet. She is also, but she doesn't understand this because, as Patrick Moore says, she's a complete fool. She knows absolutely nothing about the science she prates on about. But another gas she wants to get rid of is CO2. Now, you and I breathe oxygen, and we recognize it is essential for life in our form, but trees breathe in CO2. Trees need CO2 the way, and other green plants need CO2 the way we need
oxygen.
And they breathe out oxygen, which makes us a wonderful pair because we breathe out CO2. But we're just made for each other, so to speak. But she wants to get rid of CO2. In other words, she's going to kill every green plant on the planet and every creature that needs water on the planet. And, as Patrick Moore says, pompous little twit, you don't have a plan to grow food for 8 billion people without fossil fuels, which are used to make a lot of fertilizers and so on, or get the food into the cities. Horses? If fossil fuels were banned, he says, every tree in the world would be cut down for fuel for cooking and heating. You would bring about, your Green New Deal would bring about mass death on planet Earth.
That's a rather strong flesh.
But quite appropriate indictment.
Maybe the green is rotting flesh, human flesh.
Maybe. But this shows just how people are being misled by this socialist Pied Piper, this little queen of the May who knows absolutely nothing. Oh, speaking of which, this week her mother was interviewed by the British newspaper The Daily Mail. Her mother used to live in New York, of course. But her mother now says, when I was in New York, I had to pay $10,000 a year in property taxes. I've moved to Florida, where I pay $600 a year property tax. It's a no-brainer, she said. So again, the mother is moving away from her daughter's idea of a high-tax, high-welfare society, which, of course, is what socialism comes down to. So it's rather amusing to see that in a week when the socialist queen of the May, Ocasio-Cortez, had a criminal indictment filed against her through the Federal Election Commission and so on. Violating federal election law is allegedly her campaign manager and longtime political Svengali, Saikat Chakrabarty, and what were they doing wrong? Well, they mysteriously took something like $885,000, almost $1 million in campaign funds, and moved them from her campaign into an LLC, a different type of corporation.
For what purpose, we're not sure. She calls the same name as her campaign, right?
Well, it may or may not be. It appears to be a corporation under the control of Chakrabarty. In other words, they're playing funny games that clearly violate election law with campaign money. They're taking it from a high-reporting place in the light into a corporation that has no high-reporting requirements. And as a result, they're turning that into dark money, as it's called.
Whoa.
They're turning it into money that cannot be traced, followed, monitored. In other words, they've taken it from supposedly clean money into dirty money. And so she and her now campaign manager could easily spend 5 years in prison if there were serious enforcement of the election laws now. We may see a change in the fate or the behavior of this very arrogant, very demented, I'm the boss, young congresswoman.
She is demented, isn't she?
Now, meanwhile, of course, she has her fellow socialist sidekicks who are with her, one of which is Congresswoman Omar from Minnesota, who has been roundly verbally condemned for her blatant continuing anti-Semitic remarks, but a resolution was offered on the floor to remove her from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. As you remember, I advocated doing the moment she was appointed to that committee, because everybody knew what she would be doing. She would be using that committee to try to destroy Israel in every way she could. And lo and behold, the Democratic Party, on the verge of voting on this resolution, suddenly withdrew it. They decided they did not want to take a vote, apparently because the committee chairman was directly threatened by the heads of the Congressional Black Caucus and by the head of the Progressive Caucus. They do not want an anti-Semite to be slapped down. And this was not even a resolution that named her. This was just a resolution that condemned anti-Semitism. The same thing happened back in 1984, was it? When Jesse Jackson was one of the major contenders for the presidency on the Democratic side. And at the Democratic convention, a number of Jewish members put forth a simple resolution to add to the platform that said the Democratic Party condemns anti-Semitism. That's all it said. However, they were not permitted to vote on that resolution, nor were they permitted to have it added to the platform. Why? Because Jesse Jackson's campaign chief was the head of the Nation of Islam, the Reverend Louis Farrakhan.
Wow.
And it would be
amazing.
Taken as an insult to him. So again, the Democratic Party said, well, let's see, there are a billion or 1.2 billion Muslims in the world, many of them who have a heck of a lot of money. And then there are, what, 12 million, 18 million Jews left in the world in the wake of Hitler's Holocaust. That is not, however bright and however rich they may seem to be at the moment, we're going to bet on the long-term wealth and voting potential of Muslims in America, the Democratic Party seems to be saying. And so if we have to allow anti-Semitism, we'll just do it.
Wow, amazing.
If I were a Jew, I would see what's happening this week, and I would never vote for a Democrat again for anything. The Democratic Party is now your blood-death enemy. And if you don't understand that, well, of course, there were some Jews back in the early days of Adolf Hitler who supported Hitler. Because Hitler, in his speeches, said, I favor an independent Jewish nation, too. He didn't tell them that the Jewish nation would be buried 6 feet underground. But they fell for that, just as they're falling for...
The only ones permitted to go there were communists, atheists, in collaboration with Russia.
Yeah. Well, this is the challenge. I mean, Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal was divided between those who wanted to imitate Stalin and those who wanted to imitate the strong man in Italy, Mussolini. Those were the great models of the future, heavy government control, the same way that a lot of people on the left, including the columnist Mr. Friedman from the New York Times, applaud the communist Chinese system because they say, you know, democracy is so slow and ungainly. Isn't it wonderful to have a government that when it decides to act, can just act instantly because it's a dictatorship? He doesn't add me because it's a dictatorship, but he's a great admirer of communist China for their ability to act quickly and decisively.
I have Gordon Chang's book, The Coming Collapse of China, and I'm going to get him on the show. Gordon Chang, amazing analysis of what's going on.
And he wrote that book, what, 12, 14 years ago, something
yeah,
like
exactly.
that?
Yeah, exactly. It's all coming true, though.
Yep. Well, I mean, it was as Veronica de Rugby of the Economic Department of George Mason University put it in a column, I think, in today's New York Times, or this week in the New York Times. China was achieving great strides forward as long as it was putting forth elements of free market economics. But now that they're tightening down, now that they're eliminating the last vestige of economic freedom, their economy is getting a lot rougher. It's becoming much harder to do anything proper there. And that's because they, of course, want to control everything.
Including foreign companies from Germany or Canada trying to work in China, right?
Well, a lot of companies have been trying to flee from China lately because China continues to insist on effectively owning their technology and so on. Of course, it could be worse. You could be Canadian. You heard what Prime Minister Trudeau said this last week, for example. Trudeau was asked about, and as you know, there's been this tremendous scandal engulfing him that, among other things, includes the charge that the Canadian government procured Canadian prostitutes to serve as the son of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi.
Oh, really?
And Mr. Trudeau replied to that by saying, every step of the way, we will stand up for Canadian workers. We will stand up for Canadian jobs right across this country, and we will do so in a way that is consistent with our values. That was his response to hiring Canadian prostitutes.
Wow.
They're now just Canadian workers.
Amazing.
Well, this is the real nature of Canada, as you can attest.
It's disgusting.
So, yeah, that's what I mean. So it's an amusing planet in which we live. How desperate are Democrats? You mentioned my current column. Well, they're quite desperate because they're seeing polling data that the media is not very loudly reporting. They're seeing the polling data that the historian Richard Davis Hanson noted the other day, that if the election were held now, Trump would get 20%, maybe even more, of the black vote. Well, if that happened, Hillary Clinton lost because she only got 88% of the black vote. If the Democrats only get 80% of the black vote, stick a fork in them, they're done.
They can no longer win
as a political party. I mean, that's how dependent they are. The Latino vote is now turning against Democratic Party policy to let the country be flooded with illegals. 73% of Latinos, according to a Pew Hispanic Center poll done just recently, show that 48% believe we have about the right amount of immigrants living in the U.S., while a quarter, 25%, say there are too many immigrants already in the U.S. Translation, 73% of Latinos in the U.S. now believe we already have enough or too many immigrants. In other words, they're ready to support the wall.
Wow.
They don't want more immigrants flooding into the country. But that isn't what would really put the coup de grace, the both ears and a tail, in the hands of the matador, Donald Trump. He is now winning with women voters, with suburban women and with regular women, with old women and with young women, on two key issues. One is abortion. The other is the wall itself. Women want the wall, and Trump to have emergency power to build it.
They don't want to be raped.
They don't want to be raped.
Yeah. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-3 Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Trump has the perfect lineup, doesn't he?
Oh, he does, no doubt. I mean, Democrats have made themselves so bewildered and defeated, it now appears that Robert Mueller, if he issues a report, is not going to give them the ammunition they'd wanted. So they are already frantically aligning what they've put out a demand for huge amounts, truckloads of paper from 81 different Trump associates. And by associates, I mean somebody who once had a hamburger in the White House canteen when Trump was away on a trip. I mean, that's the level of kind of people they're including in this. They're just desperate to find anything, and they want it for use in impeachment, but only once the Mueller thing fails and once they're coming up on the election. They don't actually want to have an impeachment vote, because that would be a little too hard either way on their members. Now remember, a third of the new congressmen that the Democrat Party has arrayed were elected in districts that voted for Trump. And so they expect to be moderate, and yet when they are moderate, for example, when Republicans on a Democrat gun control measure talked about an amendment, the purpose of which was to say, if an illegal alien tries to buy a gun and is caught not really being a citizen but trying to buy a gun, he should be reported to ICE for doing that. Now, there's no rational, sane reason not to report him to ICE. And yet, the Democratic Party was expected to vote as one in the House of Representatives against that Republican measure. And when 26 Democrats voted with the Republicans on it, both Nancy Pelosi and her understudy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, went nuts, saying, oh, we've got to make a list, you're going to be severely punished if you ever do this again, and so on. Just brute threat and intimidation. But it shows how fragile the Democratic Party has become, and now we see why. Blacks are turning against them, marginally, but enough they'd lose badly. Latinos are turning against them, especially Latino men who like Trump's macho. Women are turning against them for two reasons. Number one, women used to go along with the idea in general that some abortion should be permitted. But now, for the first time in, I guess, decades since Roe versus Wade, they do a poll studying where women stand on abortion, and they're divided, 47 to 47, meaning the tide is now running strongly against abortion. The next poll will show the anti-abortion view in a majority. But in any event, Democrats can't count on winning with it. And the other polling showing that women now strongly want, by the way, this is a Zogby Analytics poll. This is a left-wing poll, I'm telling you.
Exactly.
The Zogby Analytics poll in late February found that 5% more suburban women now support Trump than oppose him on the wall to halt the flood of illegal immigrants. 50% even support a Trump emergency declaration to build the wall on our southern border. So they're losing the black vote, the brown vote, the women's vote, and oh yes, I don't know how it could be otherwise, the Jewish vote, which used to be a significant pillar of support for the Democratic Party. The Jewish vote cannot just sit there and approve the Democratic Party after it allows open, virulent, anti-Semitic hatred pouring from young Democrat Congress members on the House of Representatives. I mean, they've made their party utterly intolerable, utterly toxic to any civilized human being. To you and me, who understood economics, it was already toxic. But this is toxic at a level of Democrats literally supporting another Holocaust. This cannot be accepted. This cannot be explained away.
Well, let's call them demotoxocrats. How's that?
Demotoxocrats. Okay, yeah. And so, including women, who are a majority of the population, this is four major groups that Democrats consider their voters that are turning away from them. That, I think, is significant. And you can see why the Democrats are in this desperate panic, going out to interview and analyze everyone, and they're not even trying to tie Trump to Russian collusion anymore. They know that's a failed cause. They know they can't ever make it stick. So what are they doing? Oh, they say, we're going to get Trump's tax returns. And sadly, they do have the ability to do that. Certain committee chairs automatically have the ability to order someone's tax return, your tax returns, mine, anyone's. And they'll do that with Trump. And then 10 seconds after gaining them, they will issue copies of the tax returns illegally as leaks to their friends in the press, so that Trump's business interests can then be targeted to show what a horrible, rapacious, greedy person he is. Now, of course, what they're going to show is, you remember the old story, if you owe the bank $5,000 and you can't pay, you've got a problem. If you owe the bank $5 billion and you can't pay, the bank's got a problem. Donald Trump owes banks around the world probably $5 billion. I mean, he's a billionaire, but a lot of it is on borrowed money. And accordingly, they're going to show, or they're going to try to show, how horrible Trump is with this. What they're in fact going to show a lot of Americans is just, my God, that Trump is clever. I mean, he's getting all these investments without putting his own money at risk directly.
Most of it is his name. He markets his name.
Yeah, so it'll be a very interesting contest to see unravel. Now, what else do we have to discuss? We do have the Democrats celebrating. They have been trying for years and years to bypass the Constitution. You see, we do not have one election in this country. We have 51. There is a separate election in each state. And out of that, the states select electors, who are the ones who actually choose the president weeks after we vote on it. Typically, in every election, there are one or two electors who defect and go over to the other side, but they're never enough to sway the election. In any event, though, they go, or they represent, a thing called the Electoral College that actually controls election of the president. The Democrats have worked out a scheme to get around the Electoral College, basically to circumvent the Constitution itself, because the Electoral College, after all, was invented so that we never had to face the Democratic mob that would be capable of following a lunatic, that would be capable of supporting a fanatic, that could be whipped up into an almost stampede in favor of one particular charismatic candidate. The Electoral College was supposed to be that safeguard, that final fuse that could be cut if the current was about to burn the United States out. And so, Democrats have now worked out a deal through a system they call the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, in which states that join agree they will cast their electoral votes for whomever wins the national popular vote.
Oh, really?
Regardless.
It would totally circumvent the Electoral College purpose.
Well, what it does is, suppose your state, Colorado, is the latest state to join it. They now claim to control the votes of 13 states, I think it is, 12 or 13 states, plus the District of Columbia. It adds up to 181 out of the 270 electoral votes needed to elect a president. But the theory is, let's say you are a voter in Colorado, and a majority of people in Colorado vote for Donald Trump.
Right.
But the Democrats then say, oh, well, but Hillary Clinton won 12 more popular votes, most of them illegal votes coming from California, but it doesn't matter. Therefore, Colorado, we are going to defy our own voters and give our electoral votes to Hillary Clinton, even though you, the people of Colorado, voted against her. That's how this would work. And the theory is, on the day that they control 270 electoral votes, they, in theory, could decide to make whoever wins the popular vote the president. Now, what I ask in my column is, what happens when they have an election and they've made that deal and suddenly Donald Trump wins the popular vote? Would they try to use an electoral vote gimmick to defeat Donald Trump? Or would they then have to cast their electoral votes, even though they voted against Trump? These are the most left-wing states of the country. Would they actually cast their electoral votes for Donald Trump because he did win the popular vote? I don't think they would. But in any event, it would be a wonderful court case. I mean, the court is going to look at this and say this is a black and white attempt to circumvent what's explicitly spelled out in the Constitution. If you wanted to change the law, you should have amended the Constitution. You should not have tried to find a way to sneak around it. And frankly, your state officials did not have any legal right to say that they're going to give your electoral votes to anyone they prefer rather than what you actually vote for. That is a blatant insult to democracy that you would even attempt to do such a thing. But the Democrats are doing it. And it'll be interesting to see how far they get with it.
I think it's the end of the Democratic Party.
It could well be. Well, they're now fragmented. I mean, the thing is, America used to have a liberal Democratic Party. And the essence of liberalism is, yes, they would give money to the poor. Yes, they buy votes with welfare and so on. But at the end of the day, they had to be pro-capitalist, at least to the extent of realizing that that's the goose that lays the golden eggs. And if you cut the throat of capitalism, you're not going to have any more money to give to the poor. Because the great failing of socialism as an economic system is it's only a system of redistribution. To quote Margaret Thatcher, as she was said to say, it works well as long as you don't run out of other people's money.
It's called opium. What do you think of that?
Yeah. And so with that in mind, the problem is they are about to run out of other people's money, especially if they try to implement this Ocasio-Cortez scheme for a Green New Deal that will, according to Douglas Holtz Eakin, who for many years was head of the Congressional Budget Office, according to his calculations, those spending schemes are going to cost at a minimum $93 trillion. How much is $93 trillion? It is not only more than the entire domestic product of the United States, it is more than the domestic product of the entire planet Earth.
Wow, amazing.
And therefore, whether you're going to be able to be serious about any program that costs that much when the country is already running in the red, when we already have... Well, you've seen the calculations that Craig Smith and I have done in past years of this. The immediate debt, the short-term debt of the U.S. government is now $22 trillion. That's what they would have to pay off their short-term debt. The entire debt of the nation right now, meaning public and private debt, is on the order of... Oh, I'll do a winded shot and say $73 trillion, somewhere in that vicinity. And the unfunded liability, the amount of actual debt that we are already obligated to pay under current Social Security and Medicare policy, is well in excess of $120 trillion. Then, if you count the derivatives held by the banks. These are monetary instruments that are based on random calculation factors, like a ratio of one value to another value. But they're used as financial instruments. If you add all of those together, total U.S. national debt in real terms is on the order of $1.4 quadrillion. We're way beyond trillions now.
So we're basically near debt-mageddon, it's called, right?
Yeah, and they want to add $93 trillion to that?
Amazing, amazing. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, CalmMind, and BrainMag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. CalmMind and BrainMag are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. By the way, this article, you can read WorldNet Daily, and we'll have it posted up after the show today. Lowell, please continue. I mean, I can't believe how stupid and self-destructive the Democrats are. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, sure, but let me say a couple of quick things before that. Number one, as you've heard, there is now talk of launching a lawsuit against Punxsutawney Phil. Punxsutawney Phil is the famous Pennsylvania groundhog who on Groundhog Day this year said they were going to have a very early spring. It was going to be warm and sunny, and instead they've been having record cold and storms devastating the heartland and the East Coast. So Punxsutawney Phil apparently gave the wrong forecast and should be made to pay for it. The Weather Service, of course, doesn't have that problem because it doesn't give precise forecasts anymore. It just says there's going to be a 30% chance of rain tomorrow, which means if there's rain, they're right, and if there's no rain, they're right, because they haven't said definitively either way. But Punxsutawney Phil did, and he's in big trouble. Speaking of science, our science thought for the day, as I like to bring on this show, we have a piece from the Daily Bell, which is a, I believe, Heritage Foundation activity. This is quoting from a book, Lessons of the 21st Century, by Professor Yuval Noah Harari, best-selling author, who says, as more and more data flows from your body and brain to the smart machines via the biometric sensors, it will become easy for corporations and government agencies to know you, manipulate you, and make decisions on your behalf. If we want to prevent a small elite from monopolizing such godlike powers, and if we want to prevent mankind from splitting into biological castes, the key question is, who owns the data? Does the data about my DNA, my brain, and my life belong to me, to the government, to a corporation, or to the human collective? Question mark. We ask this because, as I wrote in a column many months ago now, when you sign up or send a sample of your DNA to any of these services that claim they're going to tell you about your ancestry, about your health prospects and other things just from your DNA, you need to know that that almost certainly guarantees your DNA will wind up in the hands of the government.
And these agencies and transnational corporations.
Oh, of course. And especially drug companies and so on. And what they will do with that, well, we don't know. But the science fiction of the future, in which police can swiftly identify robbers and murderers from discarded soda cans and cigarette butts, has arrived. In 2017, President Trump signed into law the Rapid DNA Act, which allows the use of machinery to screen all of us, basically. And so the government will eventually, one by hook or by crook, obtain a DNA sample from everybody living here.
By the way, the first three sixes of your 18-digit mark of the beast is your digital code for organ transplantation. It's part of the DNA biochip I saw at Oak Ridge National Lab in 1999, Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Yeah, this dates back a lot farther than people realize. For example, it said that they found the Unabomber. Remember the fellow who would send bombs to various people? Found him because they peeled back the stamps that he had put on a box with a bomb in it, and they were able to gather enough DNA sample from his licking the stamps to make them stick, that
wow,
they could identify him. And that's the old technology. That isn't the advanced new technology that they have. This all becomes very interesting because, for example, a study just out from the Jerusalem Post, they report that genetic research finds almost 25% of Latinos and Hispanics have Jewish DNA. So great was the Jewish influence in Spain once upon a time, under Muslim and before Muslim rule there. So we often forget that the Muslims ruled part of or most of Spain for about about 800 years.
Amazing, isn't it?
And the influence of that was enormous. For example, there are about 800 words in modern Spanish that are essentially the same word in Arabic. Camisa, meaning shirt. The Arab word kamis, meaning nightshirt. You know, those kinds of things that you would know so well. And so what we have now in amusement, we not only have that for Latinos having Jewish DNA, we look at American blacks, as I talked about last week in my column on reparations, on slave reparations, and it turns out that between 14 and 27% of American blacks have white DNA, or pardon, what am I saying? All American blacks on average have between 14 and 27% white DNA, most of which dates not recently, but from before the Civil War, when their ancestors were slaves and were subject to the horror and nightmare of being raped by the plantation owner, by the white overseer, and so on. So white DNA, and the white DNA of the most evil people, we would think, in American history, got programmed into today's African Americans. And you wonder why they're so easily fooled by evil, like the Democratic Party, why they're so easily drawn into the racism of the Democratic Party, why they're capable of such violence and evil, because they have the DNA of the slave owners. Now, I could see a moral justification for giving reparations to someone who'd been a slave, but I can't see any justification for giving reparations or money from the public treasury to the descendants of the slave owners, the great plantation masters. And yet, if you gave reparations to American blacks, that's what you'd be doing. They contain the DNA of both, the kings of Africa and the kings of the antebellum South here.
Wow, amazing. And the thing is, that they also, by the way, they were concubines. It's like the concubine, you know, like basically non-married pseudo-wives, too.
Oh, sure. I mean, they talk about Thomas Jefferson having a relationship with Sally Hemings, a slave woman on his plantation. What you have to understand about Jefferson is he had a wife he deeply loved. His wife died quite young. His wife had a father who gave 200 of his slaves to the young Jefferson couple after they'd married in Virginia.
Right.
Now, the problem is one of those slaves, Sally Hemings, was also his daughter from sexual relations, not Jefferson's, but the father. And therefore, Sally Hemings was the woman in the entire world who looked and seemed most like his late wife.
Wow.
To Jefferson. Because she was his wife's half-sister. The problem, of course, that by no means justifies a master using his power. But then Democrats have become quite content with the idea that a man who has a position of power, like Bill Clinton. You notice that the women Bill Clinton was accused of exploiting and raping, these were women over whom he had political power. They were people like, Lewinsky, who were working in the White House as interns. Or they were women like Miss Jones, who was working as a government employee in Arkansas when Clinton was governor. But in all cases, Clinton was in a position by snapping his fingers to have these women fired. And so they looked at him and they said, well, I can have a better life by being with him in some cases, or I can have a worse life, and I'm talking now largely about blacks on a plantation, or I can have a worse life by trying to resist him. So you're right, some of these women became mistresses, in a sense, but no reasonable feminist would say that that was a relationship of parity or freedom. That was a relationship based on the man having power over the woman and implicitly using that power the way Bill Clinton did over the women he tried to rape and abuse sexually. And if you look at Clinton, almost all the women he raped and abused were women who were in the White House or otherwise working in a government where he had the control of their jobs.
It's
something to keep in mind. In other words, people were not drawn to him because he was terribly attractive. They were drawn to him because he was, or used by him because he had power over them. But then that's what Democrats tend to be like. They are just evil, despicable people.
The slave master Bill Clinton, in other words, is what you're talking about.
In effect, I mean, we're slightly freer today than that, but if you were a Paula Jones and your job depended on the governor letting you keep your job, and the governor then said, hey, would you like to come over here and kiss this thing? It was quite courageous of Paula Jones to say no. I mean, she was risking being fired right there by doing that. And Clinton would have been quite capable, as most Democrats would be, of firing the woman. So this is the difficulty you have. Right now you have this very powerful congresswoman from Houston, Democrat congresswoman, who has kept on a staff aide for a long time, who had been accused, and she'd been told about his sexually abusing staffers of hers. And only when the force became overwhelming in media, saying that why is she leaving this guy on her staff, did she finally let him go? But she still hasn't had him prosecuted for this kind of activity. I mean, this is just what, and this was a female Democrat member of Congress. So you see how bad the Democratic Party really can be in this way. And I dare say many Republicans are too, because people go into politics for their own power and glory, by and large.
Look at Nancy Pelosi.
What is it they say about rape? It's not an act of sex, it's an act of power.
Exactly.
So these are people who are power junkies in politics.
Some of them are trained from their childhood, like Nancy Pelosi.
Yep. Oh, our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, Craig Smith and I, remember, we'd be happy to give you a copy, free and postpaid. You don't need to pay Jeff Bezos or Amazon $20 for it. The book you get by just calling 800-630-1492. Won't cost you a penny for anything. We'll pay for the book, the shipping, and so on. 800-630-1492. And you will find it quite an amazing read. It's a page-turner.
It'll open up your mind and your soul. How's
and we that? Go into a lot of these issues.
Thank you, Lowell. Amazing discussion today. We'll see you next week, and keep in touch. Next hour, Jonathan Gray, a New Zealand ancient archaeologist. Stay tuned.
Wow.